1. Breezy Simmons leaned against her pickup for a moment, staring at the large building that housed the Torpedo Inc. Motorcycle Club. Her heart beat so hard in her chest she was afraid she might vomit. The world spun uncontrollably, and she quickly leaned down, putting her head between her legs, drawing in great gulps of air. She caught a glimpse of two men on the other side of the compound as her head went toward the asphalt, and she didn't recognize either of them. That made her pounding heart sink. She couldn't possibly have the wrong club. This had to be them. She was running out of time and options. She slowly righted herself and took another cautious look around. The two men stared at her from across the parking lot. She was careful not to look at them too long. She didn't want them coming anywhere near her. She needed to get in and out very fast. The Torpedo Inc. compound was extremely large and had a high chain-link fence surrounding it. There was even razor wire up on top of the fence, making the place look like a fortress. The rolling gates were wide open, and she'd driven her truck right inside, parking as close to the clubhouse as possible. She deliberately left the door to her beat-up pickup open and the engine running. Hopefully no one recognized her, and she could get in and out of the building quickly, once she asserted these were the right people, the ones she was looking for. In the early morning hours, the club was just beginning to stir. Clearly, they'd partied hard over the weekend. In the enormous side yard, the one with the beautiful ocean view, she could see embers in fire pits glowing as the breeze stirred them up. A man with his back to her watered them down with a hose. He wore a tight tee and jeans, but no colors. Still, she knew this was the home of the club that called itself Torpedo Inc. She sent up a silent prayer that this was the one she'd been looking for. There were empty bottles strewn around the grass and on the ground to the side of the building in the wide expanse of open field. Cars, motorcycles, and trucks were scattered around the parking lot, although no one parked where the club did. Their motorcycles were lined up neatly, and a prospect watched over them. He sat on the curb looking at her. She was parked too close to the precious bikes, but she didn't care, other than that it had drawn the attention of the prospect. Another long line of motorcycles was parked a short distance down from the clubhouse, and a prospect watched over those bikes as well. He looked at her without much interest, which indicated to her that those bikes belonged to a visiting club. He wasn't as interested in protecting the grounds as the one closest to the clubhouse. She had to get this over with. Just being in such close proximity to an MC made her sick. The fact that she knew what went on at the party made her even sicker. That this might be his club, and she had to risk running into him, made all that far worse. Breezy squared her shoulders, dragged the envelope off the seat, and turned all in one motion. The prospect was on his feet. If she knew for certain this was the right club, she would have thrust the letter into his hands and left, but she was guessing from a process of elimination. She purposely hadn't kept track of him, especially when she'd heard, a year after she'd left, that 18 members of the Swords had set up the international president for assassination and had, allegedly, wiped out a number of members and then disappeared. She knew who those 18 members were immediately, and knowing them, she knew it was possible when others said it wasn't. She'd run as far from the life as she could, and now she was being pulled right back in. The parties, the violence, the utter disregard and disdain for women. She shut that down fast and walked with brisk, purposeful steps to the club. She yanked open the door and went right in. It smelled just the way she remembered. Booze, sex, weed. Her stomach lurched. God, she couldn't stand walking into the clubhouse, let alone anything else. The common room was enormous. One side held a long, curving bar. In the center of the room were tables and chairs, and the other side had several couches and armchairs. Sleeping bodies were everywhere. A woman picked up bottles and put them into a garbage bag, dumping paper plates in along with the other trash as she moved through the mostly naked bodies strewn around the floor. She glanced at Breezy but didn't say anything. She kept picking up trash as if on automatic pilot. Breezy remembered what that was like. She could have been that woman. She didn't recognize any of the men.